Parshas Nitzavim. We see the parsha begins by saying, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem." You are all standing here today, and the Lashon Nitzavim, as opposed to Amida, for instance, Omdim, is in contrast by the fact that Amida is temporary. Nitzavim denotes a lashon of firmness, a stance that remains strong, firm. And as the Kodi explains so beautifully, what Hashem is telling us, and notice it uses the lashon hayom, as Rashi brings from Chazal other times, that each person in any generation that reads this, it's Hayom, it's addressed to him, and he has to understand that. And what it's telling him is that all of you, no matter who you are, as the pasuk continues, leaders, all B'nai Yisrael, the common man, so to speak, the next pasuk, children, women, converts, you are all Kulechem, standing before Hashem at the Eastern World. And you have to realize that as long as each of you do your best, that's all that is required of you, then you are the greatest in Olam HaEmes, in this world also. But as we can understand, in this world Hashem has His army, not everyone can be generals. That's the way, and the best way, that Hashem set up this world, whether we understand it or not. But the point is that no matter who you are and no matter what job you have, as long as you're fulfilling the will of Hashem in that capacity, with all your koiches, with all your capabilities, then you are equal and you are the greatest. And we can also say that the reason why it says kulchem, since anyway, as we see, it mentions every single person, no matter what their status amongst B'nai Israel. But the Kulchem tells us also that, as we know, this bris that they're entering now had a special point to it of the arvus, that they were taking upon themselves responsibility for one another. As Rashi says on Pasuk Chavches from Chazal, that when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that responsibility began. And that's the point here, that the pasuk is telling us that when we stand firmly before Hashem, we should feel that not only be satisfied that we ourselves are tzaddikim, but no, if all of us are not tzaddikim, we should feel that pain, and we should do everything in our power that everyone should be the greatest tzaddik they're capable of becoming. And the truth is, this goes for past and future generations also. Whatever we can do to correct and be mezakeh past and future generations, we have to do, and should pain us if there's anything lacking in that also. And we see that by how the Torah requires us to be mechabed the elders and past generations. And also in this parsha, how several times, as Reb Moshe Zatzal points out in Doras Moshe, we see the stress on future generations also. The fact that, for instance, it says in Pasuk Chavches also, Lanu Ulevaneinu, our children, especially family, which in general we have the most influence on, all of us. And even later on in the parasha, when it says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yutes, Uvacharta Bechayin, choose life to listen to Hashem, Leman Tichye Ba'ato V'Zarecho, And we can ask, what is the point? Choosing life in order that you should live is not good enough, but it's also v'zarecha. And as we know also, that the bottom line is everyone has to make their own choice. So by you choosing life does not guarantee that your children and future generations will tichya like you are. But the point is that you have to be an example and do everything you can that when others see or learn about your deeds, that it affects them only in a positive way. That at least that they will be able to have that influence to choose life also. So when you're choosing life, it shouldn't be just good enough, like we said before, that you're a tzaddik. But everything you do should be with that thought, with others also. And therefore, of course, the bottom line is their choice. But each one is judged for what they contribute. They never know what kind of effect it can have. And the point is, they still should do their best. Because even Chas v'Shalom, if a person that they can influence chooses to be not good, still, as we know from the Gemara, you get the credit as if he was good. Because Machshava Kamaisa, you did everything you were supposed to. We also see that the Pesukim are mentioning in descending order as far as the status of the Bnei Yisrael. Except it seems out of place in Pasuk Yud when it says, Tapchem Neshechem, the children before the women. Why? And Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains, because we see by the women that everything is for the children, even more so in a good way, in a positive way, than their husbands, for the kinderlich. The husbands are already adults, but for the children, even if it for them themselves they would not do something, but for the children they will do it. How would it affect a shidduch and other such things that the children would have to deal with? For that they would do something that otherwise they would not do. That's why the pasuk words it in this way, to give credit and kavod to this trait of these nashim tzidkaniyos. And the next pasuk points out that by entering into this covenant of responsibility for one another, they are taking upon themselves also the olaso, its curse. And basically, what is that curse? The curse is that if they have the ability to protest and influence their fellow Jew not to transgress, and they fail to, they are also taken to task for that aveira, the klala, the punishment for that aveira. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, kol sheyesh biyado limchaz v'eino mocheh nitzas b'yoseh avon. Anyone who has the ability to protest an aveira, and he doesn't know, he's no prophet, whether or not it will help, that's why he has to do it, he will be taken to task for that aveira if he doesn't. And if they do that, if they accept upon themselves this bris and carry it out, the kores, the taking of this bris, kores has the letters of keter, also as Rosh Hashanah points out, it will be a crown to them, the greatest crown of listening to the Tzayin Hashem, fulfilling it completely. After Sheni, the Torah says that the bris was with future generations also. And of course we can ask, how do we have the bris with future generations now. And Baruch Shekivanti, that I saw afterwards, that the Medrash Tanchuma points us out, that just as by Har Sinai we have a Medrash that all future souls that will become Yidden, Gerim, and Yidden themselves were at Har Sinai, accepted upon themselves Na'aseh v'nishma, and therefore here also the same thing happened, that all future neshamos came and entered this bris. And after Shlishi, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them Musar that they should not go after the Goyim, their abominable, abhorrent, disgusting acts, and the Avodah Zarah, and all the abominable things that were involved with it. And don't forget, you're talking about people that are admitted, that they see that they're abominable, that they're disgusting. So one can ask, if that's so, how do they ever get involved in it? And that's part of what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. Because that's not how it starts. How it starts is by wanting to fulfill the prohibited desires that one has, immorality, stealing, whatever it might be. And one, in order to get rid of the conscience, what do? The Yetzer Hara tries to trap them by making the disgusting thing beautiful, by saying, sure, that's the way, by making the turn off the turn ons also, by saying that that's being natural, the beauty, as we saw in the flower generation. Let the hair grow as wild as possible. Let the body grow as wild, so to speak, as possible. Because the more natural, the better. And of course, once we talk like that, we understand what other natural things are up for grabs, nudity, and everything else. And as we saw, when they got together, those so-called flower children, and those of all generations that listen to the Yetzer Hara, that's how it starts. Because when you take off those barriers and make the physical into something spiritual, the wrong way, as we saw by the idol worship of that time, for instance the Baal Peor making the toilet the way to worship. And that's what we can say pshat in Pasuk Yudches Laman Tzvos HaRavos HaTzmeyor, besides Rashi's pshat that he brings, to add the Rava, like, so to speak, when one is drunk, he'd have to be, so to speak, drunk to do such a disgusting thing, whatever it might be, as we described examples, in order to add that to the tzmeya, to the desires, human desires, which we can all understand, and we have to understand that that's the Yetzer Hara that we are given to overcome, the ability, or else Hashem would never put it to. We couldn't. And therefore, that's the way the Yetzer Hara is doing it. In order to add the disgusting, to break the barrier, to make that as is a beautiful godliness, and that way, as the so-called psychiatrists nowadays that are not religious, that are not serving Hashem, tell the people, I have the way that you won't have any more conscience. Get rid of the conscience. You should also give a pshat for Rashi's explanation from Chazal, in order that such people, they will be taken into account, added their inadvertent aveiros to their mazed intentional ones. Why would that be so? Still, we could say they were unintentional. And as Rosh Hashiva explains, because, think of it, if something is very important to a person, for instance, a switch, that one knows that if he pulls that switch, poof, he's blown up to pieces, destroyed, atomic bomb is set off. We know that he would never even touch it, get near it, even unintentionally. And that's the point here. That Hashem, who knows all, can see that the truth is, the reason why that person wasn't so careful, it was unintentional, because it didn't mean too much to him, God forbid. And of course, those who are just not on that madrega yet, and their unintentional ones are just slip-ups, in quotes, of course, they will not be taken to task for that. The others have let the Yetzer Hara take over and say it's all kosher and good with him. As Pasuk Yitzchak says, Shalom Yeli, will be shalom to me. Achen Vei. And the Torah in Pasuk Chafei continues describing the pitfalls of Avodah Zarah. And it says, the Avodah Zarah, Hashal Yedoum Velo Cholak Lahem. They did not know them, as Rashi explains here. And again, in more detail, in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yutes, Bet Hanan, and he explains, Ashal Yadum, did not know them. What benefit did they ever do for you? Hashem, who took you out of Mitzrayim, and everything he did for you, what did they ever do for you? Don't you realize that? Lo cholak lahem. And we can say, as Rosh Hashiva explains, that the goyim, they deal with the mazel. We can see something, so to speak, that they attribute to the Avodah Zarah, to the mazalos, sun, moon, planets, etc. But we know B'nai Yisrael ain't mazel Yisrael. They are above it. In fact, if they had any mazel, they wouldn't even exist. Like by Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saw, according to the mazalos, that he would not have children, Sarah would not have children. And what did Hashem tell him? He took him above the mazalos. You are above that. You are above the goyim. They don't affect you. Avram, Sarai, they won't be your children. But Abraham and Sarah, they will be your children. The future B'nai Yisrael. And that's what we have to realize. And even the goyim, of course, Hashem gives them the opportunity to see the light also. And if they realize the truth, of course, they understand. Sure, as far as astrology is concerned, they see it has an effect. But who causes that? Who causes the astrology? It's like, oh, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open your eyes and see. And Levi, that's the way it should be, that the whole world should realize and follow Hashem, that they should all be able to have eternity instead of giving up eternity for the temporary pleasures. Pasuk Chaf Zayin says one of the punishments that Chas V'Shalom would happen if the Yidden don't listen. Sending them into Golus. And as we notice, Vayashlichem, the Lamed, is spelled with a big Lamed. And one thing that Rosh Shiva and Kol Dodi point out, that we can say, is to tell us, as if, so to speak, the Lamed is not here, take it out, bring it out, and you are left with Vayashkein, to tell us about the Chazal that Rashi brings in Parshas Veschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chafei, by the Noshantem, that Hashem, Vayashkein, earlier, get up early, 2 years before, so they wouldn't be completely destroyed. And I think we can also say that if we look at the Lamed as if it's outstanding, to stress it, what do we have? The Yesh Li, that there's a Li there, and a Lochem. As we know, a Yud could be dropped to be Dairish, for instance. And here also, now Hashem wants to tell us that it's not only the Yidden, but Hashem also, so to speak, feels their pain and is in Golus with them. That it's the Yesh Li and Lochem. And as we see it, that Rashi brings similarly in the next parak in Parsa Gimel, the Drasha of Chazal, the Shav Hashem Lokech HaShavuoscha. It should say the Heshiv, that Hashem is bringing back the captivity, the Golus. But it says the Shav, as if he's returning also, to bring out this point also. And even in the Haftorah, when it says at the end of the Haftorah, the last pasuk, Lo Tzar, there's a Kri and a Ksiv, Lo with a Vav and Lo with an Aleph, to also teach this point, Lo with the Vav, to him also there's pain, there's Tzar, when his children have to be punished. As when a father punishes a child, it hurts him more than it hurts the child. He cries even more. But why does he do it? Because for the benefit of the child. Like a surgeon who has to take out a cancer, even though it hurts, the operation, there's pain, but otherwise the person will die. Same thing also here. More importantly, a spiritual death of Avedis, if they're not brought back on the proper path. And that's why it also says, V'yesh Lochem, in this word. There is to you. What is there to you? You can learn it two ways. There is something. Hashem doesn't punish for nothing. There's a benefit and there's a reason. Always. There's a yesh lochem, whatever happens to you, good or bad. And also, the low of the aleph, low tzar. What does it mean, low tzar? There's pain. What do you mean there's no pain? It's to tell you that what? That there is, as if there's no pain. In what way? Because if you realize that the pain is for your benefit, or otherwise you lose Chas V'Shalom, for instance, Olam Haba, then you mean, that's pain, that's not a pain. That's our greatest good. Of course, we should not have to have that. But once we do, it's for our benefit, like we're saying. So that's the point, V'yesh Lochem, also here, to stress that. That there is always, whether good or bad, there's always a yesh, a reason, for the Lachem, that Li that Hashem has to do whatever he does. The Pesukim in Shishi, Hashem is telling us that it's not difficult, it is not impossible, it is not far or hidden from you to fulfill the Torah. And there's a beautiful Midrash that actually Rashi brings in Mishle, and it's from the Medrash Rabbah Dvarim, that says that the Chacham looks at it at, so to speak, Mount Everest, Shas, the whole Torah. And he says, just as those before me did it, so can I. And that's true with tzidkis and rishis. Just as those before me became the greatest tzaddikim, so can I. Or Hashem would have not given us the Torah. He doesn't ask for the impossible. He is Hashem, infinite in wisdom and goodness. But the shota, the fool, he says, how can I climb that mountain? How can I possibly do it? It's along the lines of the Gemara in Sukkah. Blessed love of Tadikim, Hashem will show me Yitzhara. It's tremendous. And they say, how could I do it? And the Rishayim, they will be shown just the opposite. And they're both true. It's just the perspective. Hashem is just giving the Tadikim the Tzchar and the Hanoya that they deserve to show what they had to overcome. But at the same time, he's showing the Rishayim that if they wanted to, like the Tzaddikim, they could have done it also. That all is dependent on the mindset of the person, his goal. And that's what the Medrash also says. And how the Daf Yomi, for instance, points it out, that anyone, and think of it, Hashem didn't give the Torah just to a few individuals. He gave it to all Bnei Yisrael, that they can all learn the Torah, the whole Torah. As a people, the beautiful Daf Yomi, for instance, Gan Shas, and they're able to do it, the ones who want to. The only difference is, not everybody, let's say, can learn and gain and the insights in Torah as a Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Aaron, or Rabbi Akiva. But that's not what is asked from them. They're just asked to gain whatever they can to the best of their ability, like we explained before. But one thing for sure, everyone can do it according to their ability. Because everyone was given the whole Torah, not just part of it. Finally, after Shvi, Hashem, so to speak, puts it all in a nutshell. Choose Chaim or Mavis. Life or death. Chaim, listening to Hashem. Mavis, not listening, doing the raw. And we can ask, once it's telling us that with the Yetzer Tov you have Chaim, and with the Yetzer Hara you have Mavis, why does that say to choose? Are we idiots? Of course we know that's what we should choose. And Rosh Hashiva in Kol Dodi explains, because as we all understand and know ourselves, that even though we realize it, but what happens? The temporary pleasure of the moment, that Yetzer Hara overpowering, tries to convince us that it's worth giving it up for this temporary pleasure. We don't see the eternity. We just think and see the here and now. To give one of many examples, like the person who's smoking and he knows that Surgeon General's warning that it can cause cancer and early death, and yet he still smokes. Another true pshat why the Vorchata B'chaim is said also is because, as Rosh Hashiva Meisha Zatzal, we've mentioned before, said pshat, that you should choose a life, l'man tichya tov zarecha, a life that will not only be for you, your life, but a life that all your children and everyone that comes in contact with you will learn from and also choose, because you show that you love it. It's not just a burden, but you do it with the feel and the love of the mitzvah, that it's the biggest joy. Because you know it's from Hashem, who's infinite in goodness and wisdom. And he's telling us that only Torah is the greatest and eternal happiness and goodness, not temporary pleasures. May we all follow Hashem's Torah continually, now and always.